Hollywood sadcore is a term singer and songwriter Lana Del Rey came up with to describe her dark, moody pop songs. They're also full of old movie references. The 27-year-old returns this week with a follow-up to her 2012 breakthrough Born to Die. That album sold more than 1 million copies in the U.S. The new release is called Ultraviolence. Reviewer Tom Moon says the album is too long, but it shows Del Rey developing a new take on the Torch song.
And you like the body and have fun.
There's a formula at work inside the stylized music of Lana Del Rey, and it goes like this. Grand funeral dirge tempos, big anthemic chords, and elaborate hazy atmospheres supporting a singer whose every phrase is delivered with maximum melodrama. The thing is, a little goes a long way. Lana Del Rey doesn't deviate much, and as a result, the album can seem like one marathon brooding session. The first time through, I completely miss the transfixing grace of this song. Lana Del Rey writes about the motivations and dissipations of vaguely sad, beautiful losers. Sometimes she seems to be singing about herself, the fatalistic sad girl who's pretty when she cries. More often, she's concerned with the men in her orbit, damaged lovers who are lost inside one addiction or another. The album is too long by half, and the lyrics tell fairly generic stories. On just about every track, Lana Del Rey points out that she's on intimate terms with the lower rungs of despair. She needn't bother, because the thick, exquisitely rendered music takes us there. All she has to do is what Torch singers have done forever: locate some shred of poignance within the emotional wreckage.
Lana Del Rey's latest is called Ultraviolence. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.